The MP for Tema West, Irene Na Toshiadu, has launched an endowment fund for the Tema General Hospital with a call on corporate bodies and other institutions to allocate a portion of their earnings in support of the redesigning and redevelopment of the hospital. The fund is expected to give the hospital a facelift as it grapples with a lot of challenges in the wake of the fast-growing population in Tema. Mrs. Adu described recent reports in the media about the hospital as appalling and asked the media to check their facts before filing reports, since the listening and viewing public are very discerning. Edith Atiaka was at the launch and her father's report.
Established some 57 years ago as the only center for healthcare delivery for workers in the Harbour City, the Tema General Hospital has over the years diligently served its purpose, becoming one of the best hospitals in the country. Presently, aside catering for the health needs of workers in the Harbour City, the Tema General Hospital also serves as a referral center for other health posts in the southeastern parts of the Greater Accra region and provides emergency services to both victims of industrial and road traffic accidents, especially on the Accra to Mamutoway. However, the hospital for several years now has seen no major rehabilitation, coupled with infrastructure challenges. It is in view of this that the Tema General Hospital in recent times has been attracting only negative reportage in the media. Against this backdrop, the MP for the area, Irene Toshiadu, has been compelled to initiate an endowment fund to redesign the hospital into a modern facility. Mrs. Adu said a general hospital situated in Harbour City must not be left to deteriorate. She therefore appealed to well-meaning Ghanaians to support the fund, adding that no contribution is little. The medical superintendent of the hospital, Dr. Taruchi Sapon, emphasized that the hospital has seen no major rehabilitation over the years. This notwithstanding, she said the management and staff have been able to keep the facility running to date. She said as a general hospital, its development should move at the same pace with a fast-growing population, adding that it has not been able to cope with the pace due to infrastructural challenges. Dr. Sapo noted that the pressure has compelled management to use part of its internally generated funds to undertake some developmental projects. However, this cannot continue, since the IGF is not meant for such purposes. Dr. Sapon therefore appealed to corporate bodies and philanthropists to adopt facelift projects, including the reconstruction of wards and departments which will be named after them. She assured the people of Tema that management will continue to go the extra mile to save lives. 20,000 Ghana cedis was realized in the initial appeal.
That was Edith Asiake's report from Tema.